Exercise 5B, page 145.
Hello, Mr. James. I'm PC Gareth Rhodes. I understand someone has burgled your home.
Yes, that's correct.
I see the window by your front door is broken. Is that how you discovered your house had been burgled?
Indirectly, yes. My wife and I went out to dinner tonight, you see, and as we pulled into the driveway on our return, we heard the sound of broken glass under the wheels. That's when we first knew something was wrong. The burglar must have smashed the window to open the door.
Have you been inside your house yet?
Well, I was going to, but then I opened the front door and saw that everything inside was in total disarray. I was afraid the burglar might still be inside, so I decided against entering. I told my wife I wasn't going to go in because I didn't want to disturb any evidence. I didn't want to frighten her, you see. We reported the burglary using my mobile, and I've been waiting out here ever since.
And did you see or hear anything while you were waiting?
Only my neighbour, Mr. Stewart. He got concerned when he saw us standing out here and came out to ask what had happened. When we told him, he was most sympathetic and bought us both a cup of tea. Apparently, he hadn't noticed anything amiss. My wife is at his house now.
Okay, I'm going to check your property now. Please wait here. It's okay, Mr. James. The burglar has gone. Please come inside with me and tell me what's missing.
Okay, it's just as I suspected. The DVD player and the stereo are gone. So is my laptop. I knew I should have put it away out of sight instead of leaving it on the desk. But the burglar won't get far with that. I've installed fingerprint identification software on it.
What's that?
The computer will only boot up after scanning my fingerprints. It's an alternative to using passwords.
Okay, Mr. James. I need to take a statement from you now. Then I'm going to make an appointment for you to see a crime prevention officer. He'll talk to you about ways to make your home more secure.
Well, I'll be happy to speak to a crime prevention officer.
Great. Lastly, do you have home contents insurance?
Yes, I do. It should cover all my financial losses.
I hope so, but if it does, I'll be surprised.